breakups are hard at baseline.
Mm-hmm.
So much emotion.
Yeah.
A lot of the time there's anger, sometimes some yelling.
Embarrassment.
It's uncomfortable when you're in private.
Mm-hmm.
Public makes it 1,000 times worse.
Oh, yeah.
But even among public breakups, there are some places where that breakup is so uncomfortable, you wonder what the hell this couple was thinking. And I believe I may have witnessed the worst place to ever break up with your partner in world history.
Where'd you saw?
You're hanging out in the break room. That's just classic rock, 96.5 WCMF. So I'm back in the studio. Great to see you guys.
Yeah. Nice to have you.
Flying home yesterday. And I'm going through Chicago,
mm-hmm.
right? So got my layover there. I got to charge my phone. You know how it is, like the gate, there's a billion people.
Yeah.
So I got to go to some other gate where there's less people. I'm sitting, charging my phone. And as I'm sitting there, there is a quiet discussion between this man and woman, a couple,
yeah.
that is beginning to get louder, like right as I'm sitting down.
Yeah.
And they were probably like their mid-30s.
All right. That's so, prime time breakup.
So he keeps saying, just stop it. Just stop it. And she's not backing down.
No, of course not.
And she's yelling at him. You knew what this was. You knew what it was going to be. You Ooh. Didn't care. You never care. It's just what you want. All you want. You never ask me. And out of nowhere, like it went from 0 to 60. They are now standing in this in front of a gate in the O'Hare.
Yeah.
And they're screaming at each other. And there had to be 100 people. Like, I'm watching this. I'm going, oh, my God.
Nice little show you're getting.
I'm looking at everybody is watching this. Yeah. And everyone's
How
like,
can you not?
And she was conscious of it because you could see her eyes like darting yeah. back and forth amongst all the people watching. He, however, was not. He is in what I like to call the argument zone,
mm-hmm.
right? Does not care what everyone can see. He's going to make his all point. Right. She's not backing down. He's not backing down. And after like 30 seconds of this, which, by the way, feels like an eternity when it is happening, he yells at her. He goes, fine. You want to do this now? It's done. Throws his hand up, and he walks.
But you're at the airport.
He said, yeah, yes, you are through security.
It's like the worst place to ever get into an argument. Where are you going?
Yep.
You're still got to go. You're going somewhere.
You're so stuck.
And that, you're sitting next to each other.
To that point,
yeah.
She realizes that they may have hit a point of no return.
Oh, yeah.
She totally flips from anger to reconciliation, but it's too late
yeah.
because she's like he's like walking away.
He's turned heel, man.
Yeah, she's trying to grab by the arm, touch his arm, and he's yanking it away. No.
All right.
And he goes, done. It's done. And he's putting his hands in the air like he's a baseball umpire, like call again. It's done. Rain stopped it.
Yeah.
They broke up. Yeah. I watched this couple broke up.
Oh, in real time.
In O'Hare on a layover.
Yeah.
A lot of stress at the airport.
And we can assume, because they were waiting for a flight, like you said, despite the fact that the relationship looks like it's over here, they are going to have to sit next to each other.
Still got one more leg of the trip to go.
And to be fair, they may be going on a vacation.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to process all this. The funniest part, I think, was I know none of these other people in this airport. Mm. Nobody knows anybody.
Yeah.
And we're all looking at each other after he walks away. We're all like, ooh. Like, we all had, like, 8th grade gossip face on.
Yeah, you all got the dirt at the same time.
Did you guys see that? Ooh. But nobody would say it a word. It was,
how could you not?
252 WCMF. 252-9263. Is that the worst possible place you could break up?
Traveling would be the worst time to get into that kind of an argument, breaking up. Yeah, because travel, to your point, is stressful, close quarters. Where are you going? You're already at the airport. You're going somewhere. Why would you not just pump the brakes and wait?
Bro,
unless you have a bunch of money to drop to change the trip.
Who's got that?
You're stuck.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nobody's got that.
At what you are saying, Tommy, with a cool head, is absolutely right. It's a logical thing to do. You pause, you wait it out. But look, man, we've all been in relationships where I don't care anymore. I am at the point where I am so bothered by this. You have hit my limit that F it, man. If I got to spend an extra $500, it's worth it. If I got to sit next to you in silence for the next 3 hours, hell.
But you think that.
Okay.
You have to live it. Mm-hmm. Like, it's one thing in the moment to say all that. But then after the fact, you get on a plane. Let's say you've got 3 more hours. Mm-hmm. And then whatever you got to do when you get off.
Sure.
Oh, my God. That would be, especially if you pack together. Like, you can't even grab your own luggage.
Good point.
It's like you just took one big bag and you took two overheads to save the $55 surcharge.
Yeah, you know you put some of your stuff in her purse.
You're just tethered at the hip.
Okay, look, but you're speaking with 120 years of human experience, right? Like, when you're 20, 30, 40, you don't have the time to think that through.
I'm telling you, man, no. Like, it's horrible.
Well,
outside of, like, horrible medical news, it's one of the worst experiences just having an argument when you're on vacation sucks. No breakups. You just, you know, you've had it with each other.
Okay. Let me ask this question. I'm sorry, yeah. Kim. I don't mean to cut you off.
That's okay.
252 WCMF. Have either of you had a public breakup?
Oh, yeah.
You have. I don't know if it's common. Kimmy, have you had a public breakup?
I don't think so. Where, like, we officially ended things in that moment. No.
So you've broken up.
And she assaulted me, too, at the same time.
Right. And you just went your separate ways, and that was it.
It was a Perkins. And it was a Perkins in the booth after a show, you know, late night comics. You know,
the
bunch
old
of
Perkins
losers.
Punch.
Oh, yes. Two other buddies were there. She belted me right across the table.
So she reached across the table to hit you.
Oh, no. She cold cocked me right on the chin, really. And she had rings on and stuff. Oh. Cut my chin.
Yikes.
I was still eating my patty melt. Delicious. And here's the thing. She was my ride.
Oh.
Because these guys were going the opposite direction.
Oh.
So, like, I had to go get a cab in Florida. Not a cab town back then either.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I got home yesterday.
So there are two kinds of public breakups. Mm. There's the one we talked about, you know, and I just described in the airport, which is an all-out blow-up. And then there are the surprise, quiet, keep it cool, in the middle of a bunch of people breakups.
Mm.
Right? Like, you've heard these stories, Kimmy, of, like, women who they don't want to have the argument, so they'll go out to dinner with the guy, be like, I would like to break up, and thinking that he's not going to explode with anger or sadness in front of the people. Which
one? One-sided thing.
Exactly. Which one is worse? Because yelling in public is embarrassing, but the quiet one in public is hard because you're feeling all kinds of things that you have to push down in the moment, and there's all kinds of things you want to say that you won't say for fear of embarrassing yourself.
Yeah, and it kind of extends the breakup if you do it that way.
Well, she could just say, we're done, I'm out.
Yeah, but you're not going to get your stuff out.
Okay, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it'd be better to have it out in private, obviously, so we could just do this. Let me get this off my chest. You get that off your chest and we split.
You know what else is bad about the quiet public breakup?
Yeah.
You got outsmarted.
Oh, sure.
You know what I mean? Like, the person who just broke up with you wanted to do it where you couldn't say anything back and they checkmated you.
It's a trap.
Like, yeah, they were done with you. Mm-hmm. They needed no comment from you. They accomplished their goal and you just walked in like, wow, ribs, awesome.
I feel like I experienced one of these quiet public breakups where, like, it was probably like my mid-20s, and it was around the holidays, so everybody was going out together, and a guy that we knew, he was flying in to see his parents for the holidays, and he was bringing this new girlfriend.
Oh.
And and we were all out together, and all of a sudden, she was just gone, and we were like, you know, where did so-and-so go? And he's like, she just broke up with me, and... But she went home back to his parents' house.
Oh, my God.
To sleep in his childhood bedroom. Wow. Like, you know what? I'm like, well, she's stuck at your parents' house, though, for, like, the next 2 days until you go back home.
Oh, that's horrible.
Like, I was like, I can't imagine how awkward those next few days were for those two, because we never saw her again.
Not the whole family.
The breakup had to be official.
All right, but here's the thing. If I'm that kid, I'm not telling mom and dad we broke up. Yeah, I don't want them involved.
They might know when she comes home first.
Yeah, and just the tension would be in the air, you know what I mean? Like, people's personalities would change.
Okay.
You know, you're not yourself.
Sure. Yeah, you might be right. I don't know. I still don't want to say it out loud.
No, I don't either.
To my mom and dad, hey, meet my girlfriend, and she's not my girlfriend anymore.
But she got to stay here for a while.
Oh. The worst thing is telling your parents you're getting a divorce, because the follow up questions are endless.
For example,
they'll ask you why, all the personal stuff, but then they'll start going, well, you know, I kind of saw that.
No, they said it to your face.
Oh yeah, I saw that coming. You know, I always thought you would.
Feel better? Though?
I don't know what it is, but it's just like they always want to take control of it, like, so they can say, well, you know, I saw it before you saw it.
But, like,
it's like they're trying to, like, steal your thunder a little bit.
But what's funny is, Kimmy, like, if they're trying to make you feel better, that makes you feel the opposite. Yeah. One, I could have told you and didn't. Yeah. Two, I'm smarter than you.
Yes. Yeah. Like,
how did you not see it?
Because I had to do it twice with my parents. The second time was easier because they were older. but the first time was hysterical because my father had loaned my first wife, or gave her some art books that he had or some stuff. He wanted them back. And he goes, yeah, I want my art books back. I go, she left. She goes, he says to my face, that bitch took my art books. I want them back. Go get them. Like, I got enough going on here, but your stupid art books. Like, he turns from, like, concern to Indian giver. Like, I want my stuff back.
25GWCMF. We're talking about, I watched a couple break up in O'Hare yesterday on a layover, both like in their mid-30s. It was insane. They start this argument, then the yelling starts, and nobody's backing down, and like, everyone's watching. Yeah. There's like 100 people watching. I'm one of them. I'm all in on it. And the woman is aware. Dude is not aware. And they're going at it and finally goes, fine, fine. Yeah, is that how you want to do it? This is how you want. I'm done. I'm done. And she's trying to like bring him. No. We're trying to figure out the worst place for a breakup.
Yeah.
Public is bad. You know, there have to be more vacation breakups than folks realize.
The tension, the money. The vacation didn't work out the way you thought.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're taking this vacation to like one last thing to like patch it up.
Yeah, no, I think that's the key. The amount of folks in relationships that maybe are a little rocky and they think like this will help us out. And you know, travel only magnifies how bad things are.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I wonder how many relationships break up on that first trip together, because you kind of see a different side of somebody that maybe you didn't experience before. And I wonder how much that could cause tension or scare somebody off. Like, whoa, you're a really bad traveler. Wow, you just really flipped out on that flight attendant. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you just may see the ugly side of people if things aren't going your way.
The worst would be a cruise. Because you can't get away.
Yeah, that's right. Unless you jump overboard. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, see, this I'm just going to, it's burial at sea.
I'm now living in Cozumel. Senior Frogs, best restaurant in Mexico. Yeah, no, I didn't think about the cruise. And here's the thing, man. There's so much stuff that can go sideways on a cruise.
Oh, the drinking, the gambling, the partying.
Infidelity.
Oh, yeah.
All these things. Mm-hmm. Oh. I will say, one of the sneaky worst places to break up is in a place you live together. Like, if it happens in that place. Because, like, you have the discussion or the argument, depending on whatever your style is, right? Like, it's over, and you both say, okay, it's over. But you don't want to be near the person that you just broke up with, right? You then have to figure out who's leaving, which is complicated.
Yeah.
But no one can leave right away unless you want to go to like your buddy's house or your mom's house. But even going there that night, that's an embarrassing move.
So most of the time you end up just living together apart.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
But
that's
like,
what I did.
It's more emotional stuff to deal with in like 60 minutes than you should have to deal with in like a 6-month period.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like in a matter of like 1 minute to an hour, it's we're done.
Mm-hmm.
Where am I going? Do I stay here tonight? I have to find another place. Are you going to keep it? Am I going to keep it? How are we splitting things up?
Yeah, there's like a million things to think about.
And it's all there. It's all under the roof while you're sitting there. Mm-hmm. It's an effing nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF or the Break Room Facebook page. This comes in from Al. Al writes us, the worst breakup I had was at that bar in Easton Alexander with the mechanical bull in it. She started yelling at me while her friend was on the mechanical bull because she said I looked at her a different way. We had been together for 9 months. She threw a drink in my face and left all of her friends there that I then had to give a ride home after they knew we broke
up. That's a night out at a country bar.
Oh, boy.
An argument at the mechanical bull.
You know, I will say, to Al's credit, I wouldn't feel obligated to give her friends a ride home after she broke up with me.
Yeah, they're her friends.
Yeah.
Am I the designated driver now?
Well, you may have actually been the designated driver for them.
True.
But that's good dude Al, because I would have been like, F this. Good luck, lady.
Yeah, I'm out.
You can take top of a cab with Tommy. He's at Perkins. Get a ride home together. Kimmy, is there one breakup guy dumped you that really stands out in your head?
Well, the thing was, like, when I ended like some of the more serious relationships, like we lived in different places. So it was always like a breakup over the phone.
Or this
it was always
college.
It was always like a long drawn out breakup. So
no,
it was never like
I get why most of the men you were with wouldn't want to live in the same city you were in.
So yeah, it was always a long distance. It actually made things easier breaking up that way, because you never had to see the person again.
Like that boyfriend girlfriend thing, I never took serious enough to care.
You didn't first two marriages serious enough to care.
I didn't. But you know what I'm saying? Like, when you're just like dating and they want to end it, I didn't care. I wasn't going to be like, oh my God.
I don't know, man. Like, you don't get so emotional. No, again. I'm going to turn to Kimmy, though.
Well, I'm in my 20s. I'm in it for the ass.
No, I'm in it. Put that on a t-shirt. Sell it at the Rock Shop.
You can't anymore.
I wonder how many people, though, break up in that moment and then just that's it. Forever. Like,
cold.
Don't you think, like, it takes a little while for it to really be over? So I guess maybe tough for some people to pinpoint when it was actually over.
Well, that's what was so remarkable about what I witnessed in the Chicago airport yesterday.
It's very rare that you have a blow up like that, you go your separate ways and never speak again.
Well, I mean, you're right. And I'm sure that they went where they went and maybe they had another discussion. But for this man to be yelling, it's over, in front of an audience of 100 people. No, no, done. Done. We're calling it. Done. So what I was asking, Kimmy, there are women who will claim, and there's more than you think, that they've never been dumped.
Oh, sure.
Kimmy?
Oh, no, I've been dumped.
Okay. Because, I'll meet women every once in a while where it's like, no, I've never been dumped.
That's a lot of women.
Okay. But, here's the thing.
But maybe you don't probably accept it in the moment because you don't want to think like that. But, as time passes, you're like, yeah, they didn't like me as much as I like them.
Well, and that's just it. There's been two women from back in the day that I was like, all right, I'm going to break up with them. And I am the worst breaker-upper ever. I'm very bad at it.
Yeah.
Very bad at it. And I would start the discussion and they would realize what was happening.
Yeah.
And then they would quickly break up with me before I could break up.
Oh, so you didn't get it all
out. I did
it
first.
And I was fine with that because I didn't want the guilt of being hey, I don't think this is work anymore. But those women then claim they dumped me, which again, fine, I'm cool with it. But you and I both know what happened here. You were dumped and you're going to take this on your record and say you weren't dumped,
but
right?
They ain't.
It's a controversial Sugar Ray Leonard decision. You lost that fight, and I'm just going to keep my mouth shut.
But the easiest one I did was over the phone, long distance. That was like a breeze.
Was that your fiance?
Well, it was easy for you, but was it easy for them?
No, because we were getting married, so money.
Oh my God! You broke an engagement with a phone call?
Well, I was up here. She was in Lexington, and I broke it off with her, and then I did. I flew down because I said I would cover the expense of the deposits and stuff.
Wow, Christ on a cross. Yeah.
So I
flew down just to take care of finances.
I basically did. But hey,
not
come on.
Her feelings.
I flew down. I cut the check and stuff.
You couldn't
what a saint.
Fly down to say in person you didn't want to do this anymore?
Well, I mean, how about a heads up first? So and I went down. I broke up. We were done.
Oh.
I came back up here, and then I never called her again. And then I got that really mean letter from her.
You said you got a mean letter. You called her to end your engagement.
Went down there,
while you were cheating on her in another city.
Yes.
Okay.
But she didn't know that.
Okay, and then
she didn't know about how I can't be held responsible for the terrible things she didn't know about.
Okay. So then you have the balls to just say, stop pointing at Kimmy. She's not going to
get it. I don't know why you're pointing at me.
Then had the balls to say, she sent me a really mean letter.
And then she wrote in the letter. It was 6 weeks. She wrote in a letter, I never want to speak to you again. I'm like, I'm kind of on that page already. Why do you have to add that?
It just made her feel better to get out what she wanted
to
say.
I'm already not talking to you.
Now, by the way, no, you're a bum-ass bitch. At that point, you only work at CMF for 6 months?
Yeah.
Okay, so
I'm a radio star now. I don't know why I'm typing.
I was going to say, he can't write. He had to have somebody else write it for him. No, man.
What?
She said, I never want to see you again because she knows you. And she was convinced that in 6 months, you were going to lose that job, be on the balls of your ass again, and you were going to come crawling back to Lexington.
Probably.
So she absolutely had to write, I never want to see you again. Did you not realize that in the 20 years
since?
When
you're pulling the trigger, you're never thinking this stuff in a moment.
No, I get it.
How the chips are going to fall.
I get it. In the 30 years since that moment, maybe that should have occurred to you.
Well, it all worked out fine.
Yes. Well, for you.
And for her, too.
How do you know?
First of all, she was rich.
Do you know what happened?
In Southern Ridge.
Do you know what happened to her?
So,
by the way, Mason Dixon Line Ridge.
I found out. So this is not to prolong the story here, but I had a buddy of mine living in Cincinnati, and Cincinnati is very close to Lexington, Kentucky. His next door neighbor, when he moves into this townhouse, is her best friend.
Oh my God! What a small world.
Yeah, that is
best friend. So they start talking. They both were walking their dogs, and she starts telling about Lexington. For some reason, he goes, oh, yeah, I got a buddy up in Rochester, just got a radio job up there. And they put two and two together, and he goes, yeah, he's dating. I think he's getting married. Oh. And I was getting married up here. So, all of it blew up in my face long distance. All of it.
For those of you, I don't know how you're an agnostic when you tell that story.
What?
What do you mean, what?
But, what are the odds?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. All right, everybody on hold. I'm sorry, we rambled too long. Let's take a break. Don't worry about it, Kimmy. These stories end the same.
Oh.
Two damp, cold men.
Oh.
But how these guys got there Two very different ways.
Okay.
One was a conscious choice.
All right.
The other was a crazy accident.
Mm.
And we need to decide which one you'd be more ashamed of if it happened to you.
Mm.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. A lot of guys falling through the ice over the weekend.
Really?
Yes. So we'll start with a story Saturday on Irondequoit Bay.
Mm.
Firefighters were called around 6:30 in the morning for the report of an ATV that had fallen through the ice.
So they took their four-wheeler out on the lake.
You got it.
Or the bay.
And someone was stuck on the bay. I'm assuming in the water.
Mm.
So the good news.
What is that?
By the time the crews arrived, the guy had gotten ashore safely, so he was okay, right? They did
minus the ATV.
Yeah. They did need to use a drone to try and find his ATV and his ice fishing gear.
Oh, okay. That sucks.
So, yeah, he went out to go ice fishing. He went into the ice on purpose.
A little too thin.
Fell through.
All right. Okay.
But Friday morning,
what happened?
Out in Wayne County, there was another case of a chilly guy. A 66-year-old man lost
66?
Lost control of his car and ended up in the pond.
Oh, Jesus.
And he couldn't get out.
Oh.
Yeah, stuck.
Authorities say the car was filling up with water. When they got there, threw him a rope, and he managed to pull himself up out of the car and onto an embankment.
Wow.
Good news there.
What's that?
He's okay.
All right.
But also through the ice.
Mm-hmm.
Intentionally going through the ice to go ice fishing or losing control of the car and ending up in the ice?
Mm.
Tommy, which one would embarrass you more?
Being 66 and in a pond in my car.
Okay. Why?
Because that's a game changer.
How so?
Oh.
He's too old to be driving.
Ah.
Old man, can't control it. You know.
Questions are going to start popping up in people's
about
heads.
About your faculties. Is he losing his mind? Should we take dad's keys away?
You think 66 old enough to have that discussion?
If your car's in a pond, yeah.
Okay.
If your car's sunk and you're in it, at my age, they're coming for your keys. You want my keys anyway.
No, but here's the thing. I mean, look.
You two would grab me a second.
Well, I want your keys now based on several things we've talked about.
I want to key your face.
But here's the thing. Accidents happen of all age where cars end up in bodies of water.
Right.
It happens.
I understand. But as soon as you're my age, they start attaching.
Was he confused?
The numbers, yeah.
Okay.
A young guy, you know, jackass around on a four-wheeler, that's pretty standard practice.
Now, to be fair, we don't know how old the guy in the four-wheeler was. And because he was ice fishing, and maybe I'm wrong here, 252-WCMF, I assume that all ice fishermen are over 40.
Well,
over 40, they don't want to talk to their wives on a Saturday.
I was also going to assume that, as somebody who ice fishes, you're going to be judged by other people with the same hobby. Well, why did you go out there? You should have known that the ice wasn't going to hold you. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to get the criticism from all angles.
She's not wrong.
And you're down an ATV.
Like, here's the thing. No, you're right. You lost the ATV. I mean, the car is probably insured. Do they sell ATV insurance?
You're asking me.
You probably don't buy it if you have an ATV, right? No, like, to Kimmy's point, you should know better here. Like,
everybody's going to point to all the things you did wrong.
If you put your car in a pond,
the
first thing people are going to ask is, are you okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you put your ATV in a pond ice fishing, the first thing people are going to ask are, what the hell was you thinking? You've been doing this since you were seven.
Yeah.
Kimmy's right. I think you're getting way more criticism for the ATV ice fishing in the water story than the car in the water story.
But the embarrassing thing, I think, would be old guy, car, water.
Okay. Do you agree, Kimmy?
I don't know. I think it's the more intentional one because you have to answer so many questions from people. Like I said, there's the other fisherman that you may know that you have to answer to. You got to go home and explain to your family potentially.
If you're married, she's right.
And if that's a hobby you love, I mean, you're going to have to convince that person that you need to go buy new stuff.
She's right. You lost all the stuff to do it.
I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good point.
But the flip side is when you're my age and now the family's discussing your situation, right?
Yeah.
They're going to talk about you like you're not there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what are we going to do about dad? And then he can't drive the car. What are we going to do? Who's paying to pull the car out? Like, you won't even be involved in the conversation. It'll be so demeaning.
Okay.
And I got to get all my caps out.
It's funny. Well, luckily, they're battleship caps, so they should be floating on the top of the water. It's funny based on age where the mind goes in this discussion, right? Because I would much rather accidentally put my car in a pond than, like, let's say, I mean, I don't ice fish, but I played hockey on ponds my whole life.
Right.
I would much rather put my car in an accident than fall through playing ice hockey.
Oh, sure. 'Cause you could, yeah.
Because, like, here's the thing. I told you this story. Again, we're talking about these two gentlemen. Both of them went into icy water over the weekend. One happened in a Rondequoit Bay. Guy on an ATV. Looks like he was ice fishing. Went through the ice. He got himself out and was on shore by the time crews got there. But he went through. Mm-hmm. The other went out in Wayne County. 66-year-old man lost control of his car. Ended up in a pond. Authorities say when they got there, the car was filling up with water and he was stuck. Jesus. But he pulled himself out with a rope. In my neighborhood, like around the corner, there's one of them ponds there.
Yeah.
It's a really small pond. And it was one of the reasons I wanted to buy the house. I didn't tell my wife this because I wanted to play hockey.
Yeah.
And my wife told me when I told her, like, hey, one of these, a couple years ago, like, I'm going to go skate on the pond.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, you're not. And I'm like, no, I know what I'm doing. I've been doing this since I was a kid. And she's like, no, it's too dangerous.
Mm.
So one day she had to go do something.
Yeah, what'd you do?
She left the house with the kids. Mm-hmm. And I grabbed my skates and I went over to the pond.
Yeah.
And I was out there playing hockey by myself. And my wife.
Nothing said about that, a cool grown man.
I like pond hockey.
I know, especially single guy on a pond by himself. Lone hockey player. Go ahead.
My wife drove by.
Yeah.
I missed time when she was coming home. She slams the brakes on.
Yeah.
She gets out. It's the only time I've ever seen her do this. She gets out of the car. She's screaming at me.
Dressing your ass down.
Screaming. Get out of here. And here's what sucks about that.
Yeah. Yeah, your wife doesn't sound like that.
Okay, yeah, that. Oh, look at you, you pansy-ass bitch. Pansy-ass bitch. I have skates on.
Yeah.
So I can't just get in the car. So I had to go over to the snowbank, sit down while I'm getting yelled at as I'm untying my skates for like 5 minutes. And she didn't stop. She was furious. Furious with me.
And you're trapped.
But that was way more embarrassing. Like, if I had accidentally like slid and put my, you know, Honda Pilot in the pond, she would have been concerned. Mm. In this case, she was losing it.
All right.
And I heard about that. I still hear about
it. Oh, sure.
And I drive by that pond every other day, and I look at it longingly. It's such a perfect hockey pond.
Does anybody use it for hockey?
No.
Wow.
It's one of them, like, it's a neighborhood pond.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's probably
but
like
the kids don't use it or anything?
No, it's probably for the best. Yeah. I mean, you know.
So I am learning from the last people who called, I guess, to add to the ATV guy's struggles, they believe that you have to pay a daily fine for that vehicle being in the water until it comes out.
Well, do we know what the fine is?
The first guy didn't know. The second guy kind of thought it could have been around $500. I don't know if that's total or what the daily thing is.
But there's only a few people that could probably go get that out of the bottom of the lake for you, right?
And I would assume
they have the equipment.
And I'm assuming you have to pay those people. Oh, my God.
Like, what do you use to pull them basically a four-wheel motorcycle out of the bay?
It's a great question. And can you do it at any time? Does it have to ice over again so it can be supported by weight? Oh, my God.
I think it was some kind of boat, barge, crane thing.
It's frozen. What barge are you getting out of Rondequoit Bay?
When the ice breaks.
So then that's, what, $500 a day until the ice breaks?
Yeah, you can get it out by March.
Oh, my God.
You might as well just buy the bay, rename it, give it your name, Bay of Ted.
One of the worst military problems you ever had, the Bay of Ted invasion. You know, here's the thing. The $500 a day potentially fine aside, you would probably be more comfortable in a worst-case scenario as the ice fisherman. And it actually plays out in the story, right? The guy who lost his ATV managed to make it back to shore before the fire department even got there. Mm. The guy in the car had to be rescued. So, if you are more – like, the ice fisherman has more experience on the ice – therefore, worst case scenario, he probably has a better chance of taking care of it on his own. That's less embarrassing. Although, the 66-year-old guy managed to pull himself via rope out of his car, which is also pretty badass.
Yeah.
Okay, wait a minute.
What's that?
Is the pulling yourself out of the car via rope badass enough where you could lead with that and it would wipe out the embarrassment of putting your car
in? No, because somebody had to throw you the rope and somebody had to pull the other end of the rope.
Like, okay.
Were they you did it all on your own.
Okay, but
you holding onto the rope and they were pulling you, or were you climbing up the rope?
You basically got dragged out of your car. I'm going to say that's not as impressive as you think.
No matter what happened, I'm going to lie and tell them that I pulled myself.
Unless, like I said, there's video evidence of it all, then you can't.
I will say this. If I knew that it cost me $500 a day to get my ATV back, I ain't calling it. If I got to the shore, I am just going home.
I'm sure people have done that.
Well, you bring it up. It's funny. You know, we've heard these stories over the last couple of years of people going down, scuba diving, like those camera submarines and everything.
They find all kind of crap down there.
Cars, they don't know how they got there. Remember, it was Canisius Lake. They found like
an ambulance.
Yes, an ambulance, yes. Maybe that's, well, did they have that law back in the 60s? Because it was a 60s ambulance.
Yeah.
But that's, you're right. I mean, is there a way to, are there cameras on the bay that will definitively tell you if something went through the ice?
Well,
I
mean,
probably be somebody seeing it.
Yeah, because they'll never find it unless they go looking for it, right?
One of my favorite Otis Redding songs.
What's that?
Cameras on the dock of the bay. Gonna cost you $500 a day.
Just walk away.
Oh, my God. Okay, let me ask you this question.
Go.
As we wrap this up again. Guy, age we don't know, and Irondequoit fell through the ice. His ATV went through the ice on Saturday morning while he was ice fishing. He managed to get himself out and on shore before the authorities got there. Friday morning, guy in Wayne County loses control of his car, puts his car in the pond, had to be he got out with a rope. We don't know how it happened. When first responders got there, his car was filling up with water. Tommy, would you be more likely to go ice fishing with the guy who went in Irondequoit or driving with the guy who put his car in Wayne County?
I don't want to ice fish.
No, I'm talking about safety. That.
No, but I'm just thinking, like, I don't want to be out on a icy water. Like, no, I'm going to take the car.
Really?
I'm more familiar with it.
Wait, no, but that's the one where you could, like, you're trapped.
There's a lot of different,
you're also trapped if you're out in the middle of the lake.
Yeah, but I'm guessing,
the bay and the ice breaks and you go down.
All right.
Yeah, but if
fully
you,
dressed.
If you are the fisherman that went through that whole ordeal and you're paying a daily fine on top of that, I'm guessing you're not making that mistake twice.
I don't know. People are stupid.
But
stubborn is a better word.
It's you against nature. Nature's always going to win.
All right, but here's the thing.
I'm sorry. I don't know. There's just so many more ways you can make mistakes in a car.
There's a way to get out on your own without the car, and it's very simple. Are you listening? All right, if you go through the ice, right, it's going to shock you at first.
What's
right?
that? In my car.
Yes. No. I'm talking about walk of the ATV style, all right? It's going to shock you. You just got to handle that in a second. If you try to get out and the ice keeps breaking, what you do? You dip your hands in the water, your arms. You pull them out. You stick them on the ice. That'll give you traction because it's going to freeze. You kick your feet up, and then you slowly try to drag yourself onto the ice. That gives you a chance. If you're in the car and you can't get the doors open or the windows down, you're in serious trouble.
No, because you can take the icy water
and
stick it to the driver's face and pull it close to you and go, what did you just do to me, you idiot?
Oh, we got Facebook messages coming in. This comes in from Dave. He says, it's more embarrassing to crash your car. Lots of people who play hockey or ice fish have fallen through the ice. Almost nobody crashes their car into the pond. We see those stories all the time.
Oh, yeah. Like you said, the bay's full of that crap.
Bay's full.
God knows what's down there, okay?
It's Irondequoit Bay. What you were saying.
No, but I mean, I'm taking the car.
Okay.
There's more safety features. You know, I get music on the way down.
I think the radio's probably going to kick out when the water hits.
I don't know.
Except if you listen to CMN.
You want to listen to our voices on the way down?
Could you imagine our voices are the last things you ever hear?
The last thing you hear is a men's room joke.
Ooh, it's a rough one this morning.
Ooh, tough.
I mean, yep.
Tough.
Much like rough, but also tough.
Tough.
I mean, it's causing problems for everyone trying to get in work, but there are bigger problems for some people depending on where you are.
Yeah.
And I guess this excuse would be valid. If you's a bitch, you're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. We'll jump right into it. The wind and the snow is causing problems in the greater Rochester area.
Yeah.
First off, there are some school closings. West of us, looks like Batavia might be one of them. You can go check it out. Would have to be in school anyway, so there you go. The roads are not great. You just heard Tim talking about them in our traffic report a second ago. But the biggest issue, it seems.
What's that?
There are 2,000 people in the greater Rochester area without power
that sucks now.
Right. And by the way, waking up to no power is the worst time to lose power because you literally can't do anything.
No. And you're just starting your day.
Yeah.
So you got all of it to do.
You got it. Right. Like, you know, showering, teeth brushing, figure out what's going on, make yourself breakfast, whatever. It's all
super dark.
Yeah. You can't say anything.
Yeah.
So Kimmy, you know, her always looking to find any way to get out of work. You had asked this morning.
Yeah. I was wondering, can you call in sick due to a power outage?
Would you call an Amish?
Would you tell your coworkers, look, I can't come in today. I got a lot going on at home. I got a monitor here. I can't get ready for work.
If you're single, there's no excuse.
What do you mean by that?
If you live in an apartment, you can't get dressed in the dark, brush your teeth, go to work. What do you got to do?
It depends on what you do.
I mean, Tommy gets dressed in the dark every day. At least that's what it looks like.
No, I was going to do that joke for Kimmy.
Would you would you feel comfortable, Kimmy, calling into work Amish?
Personally, me, no.
Okay.
But I do know people that would.
Because like, why can't you get done? I mean, I get the kids and all that. But you personally, if it's dark, what can't you do in the dark?
Well, especially when it's cold out, though. Like, are there things in your house that you feel like you have to keep an eye on or take care of to make sure, like...
All you got to do is turn the water off.
Okay.
That's all you got to do.
Look at this old man. All you got to do is go find the water and turn it off.
Master knob. Do you know how to turn the water off in your house?
Well, you know what my master knob is? Yeah, he sits in a chair across from me. No, I don't.
What?
I don't know how to turn my water
off. Yes, you do.
I mean, my wife knows where it is. I don't know where it is.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty base.
Okay.
I would think you could. I get the kids, maybe your wife, you know, I don't know.
Because the other problem would be...
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Women aren't strong enough to go without power?
Well, women have more to do in the morning to their bodies.
What can't they do to their bodies?
Makeup.
Why can't you do makeup?
Because you can't see.
You can see. I mean,
it would be harder to like.
You'd look like my mom in a nursing home.
If you use
the lipstick could be up around your nostril.
Any type of hair appliance, blow dryer, straightener, curling iron, you can't use it.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
I know, but there's lower maintenance that has to be done.
What do you need electricity? What do you need electricity for lower lady maintenance?
You might have to, trim it up. I don't know.
To go to work? Where do you work?
You don't want to get it. You don't want to snag your snatch.
Oh, well, you're talking about a snatch snag.
Yeah, you don't want that at all.
Snatching at a snag. Snatching at a snag. We did it twice. Where could you work where you would snag your pubic hair on something?
Any kind of like machinery, man. It gets caught in your zipper. I don't know, man. I mean, women want to feel fresh down there, too. Maybe she can't feel fresh down there.
Why? What would you need to plug in to feel
trying
fresh?
To get down there and do the squirting.
I'd like to apologize to everyone watching the live stream right now. Did you say, wait, what was what?
No, don't.
You're right. Good
ask.
Call.
Let's Good not call. Go backwards.
Good call.
Yeah. You know.
Why would that need to be plugged in?
You're right. But sometimes it's hard to find.
Most of that stuff used down there is battery operated anyway. I'm not wrong.
That's true.
Just saying. You look like you were going to say something?
I was. we've gone down a strange path. The thing that would suck about this, too, is you may think, well, I have the excuse of I can do stuff from home, but you wouldn't be able to because you probably don't have internet.
Yeah.
So you'd be, if you called in, you're completely cut off from work that day.
Okay, and I get the draw of that, just having a day to yourself, but the counter to this is we talk about 2,000 people across the Greater Rochester area without power because of the wind and the snow and everything, calling into work with no power. That would be the one day you would want to go to work because you literally can't do
anything. There's nothing to do.
Right?
What are you going to do, sit in the dark in your house?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you can go somewhere, but if you can go somewhere, you could also go to work.
You don't know how far the power is out, right? So where are you going?
How long it's going to be? How far is the power out, Ma?
Because I don't want to go.
About 2 miles!
I don't want to go to Wegmans. They got no power. Starbucks got no power.
No, but if I can go to Wegmans, I can go to work. Like, if somebody sees me at Wegmans, who's also cutting
me. Mm. All right.
Yeah, I mean, that would be the, like, if I didn't have this job, obviously, that would be the one day I'm like, okay, I'm going to get up and go to work, and I'm excited about it because there's a light.
Heat.
Yeah, and heat. So, I'm sorry. Jeff writes us on Instagram. He says, no electric, no hot water. Water heater is electric. Depends on what kind of water heater you got, Brosive.
Well, I mean, the hot water will stay for a while. You can use it.
That's what I mean. But unless you have,
how long does it stay?
Unless you have the tankless water heater.
Well, then you're screwed.
Yeah, you're in.
Because you're out of water. You're out of hot water immediately.
I did not. Okay, I'm going to sound dumb.
Mm.
I didn't think that through.
Yeah.
Because
that's the one drawback.
Yeah, our water heater blew up. It was like one of those, like, New York State, we'll give you however much money. Okay, we'll do that. Mm. And power went out, and I turned on the shower and got in without even feeling it like a moron.
Yeah, you got nothing.
It was,
Yeah.
Woke you up.
Yeah, definitely did. Now, I don't know, like, can you leave kids home alone with no power? Is that a bad parent move?
Ooh. They could, but yeah.
In the cold? Probably not.
But the furnace still works.
No, it doesn't.
No,
you're right.
It wouldn't kick on. Yeah, you'd have to run like a generator.
Unless you get like a wood. You could let them work the wood fired fireplace or the pellet stove. Yeah, kids love fire in the morning.
Yeah, you got to give a coworker a pass to stay home with their kids.
Unless they're teenagers.
Well, no, that would be even more dangerous because I could see my 14-year-old being
trying
like,
to turn stuff on.
Yeah, or I'm gonna start a fire.
The power kicks on, everything turns on all at once.
No, okay, I guess the kids. You're right.
Yeah.
That would be the golden scenario because you could actually leave your house with the kids because the excuse is kids got nowhere to go, school's canceled, I got no power, and we can't stay in the house.
Would you rather have a coworker stay home with their kids or bring their kids in Because,
to work?
Yeah, because like let's say work's got power. They got heat. They got everything your kids need.
Yeah, but if a lot of people do that, now you're running a goddamn nursery.
It is an interesting question, though, because on one hand, that person would be there to do their job, which may fall on you if they're not there.
Yeah, but they're not going to be able to completely do their job if their kids are there.
Yeah, but it's still better than having to completely cover for somebody else.
Yeah, I'm
anti-child?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I would rather have... how old are the kids? Give me a ballpark.
Young enough where you couldn't leave them home alone.
What's that? That's like a bratty age, though.
Under the age of 10.
Okay. Yeah, I could do under 10. It's the teenagers that bother me.
Okay. Oh, see, I would think you wouldn't have to worry about the teenager because they don't want anything to do with you anyways.
No, I get along great with 8-year-olds. They're at like peak age of where they think I'm cool.
Yeah, but they're going to want to talk to you. And they're going to need entertainment, whereas a teenager is going
to
sit there on their computer or phone the whole time.
Yeah, just sulk the entire time.
Okay.
Watch something on their iPad.
Every dad will identify as I say this out loud. I miss my kids being like 6, 7, 8.
I'm sure.
They thought I was cool.
Right.
And I
like
find
the copy machine was cool.
Yeah, like but every you know, all my jokes were funny. Yeah. I'm really tall and strong. So like yeah, I would like to be surrounded by 8-year-olds at all time okay, let me try that again.
Oh, the cops are here. And it's not your dad.
And it's
you want an 8-year-old audience?
Yes. Yes, if we could do bro, we'd be the most popular.
Let a grown man do. I just need to want to entertain some 8-year-olds.
I'm just going to stop talking.
You should probably
shut up. Take a break.
All right.